grace extends forgiveness, but also says you have to change the direction that you're going.
Exactly.
It calls to accountability. It listens and corrects.
Hey friends, welcome back. This is episode 10 of the Dad and Lad podcast. Today we are looking at grace. We're carrying on with our theme of building a Christian home, but we're looking at an important theme, grace.
And uniquely, how we need to parent with grace, how our children need to receive grace from us, and how both parents and children need the grace that comes from Jesus.
Yeah, if you're new to this podcast, we talk about theology, we look at scripture, we look at practical examples, and we'll share some stories of how we're on this journey as well, of learning what it means to build a Christian home. I'm the lad, my name is Jonathan.
And I'm the dad, my name is Lawson.
We both serve with Scripture Union Canada, and let's jump in. Today's episode, Building a Christian Home with Grace.
So Johnny, as we jump into this subject, I'm just wondering, looking back to when you were growing up in the home, in what was my home then, was I a dad that extended grace?
Yeah, I think the simple answer is yes. But I think also it's a good way to start in recognizing that, even asking, I'm open to the assessment. No, there was obviously times I remember where, as a kid, I felt the disciplinary aspect of your parenting a bit more probably than your gracious aspect.
Right.
And, what's cool though was, what was modeled was, if it was not instantaneously, that there was a recognition of making things right long term. What I mean by that is, if there was something that happened or you felt maybe you were lacking patience or maybe you weren't harsh in the moment, if grace wasn't extended in the moment, I always have good memories of at least conversations that have happened afterwards or family discussions where things were made right. And that's a good thing about grace, actually, that there's always room for it. Actually, maybe it's even when we start. If you're listening, you're thinking as a parent, I've made many, many mistakes. The beautiful thing is, as long as you have breath in your lungs, you can still make that right. Because the grace of God that's available is available for all of us as well, at any point.
Right. Well, thank you for that. You said that so nicely. Because I was wondering, as I look back, I have regrets. I had moments when I think, oh, I really blew it back then. Or, you know, I did that or that, as I have those memories. And yet my heart and what I wanted to do was to be a parent who parented with grace. But no parent is perfect, right?
No.
And I know I certainly wasn't.
And I'm not a perfect parent either. And I think of even just being a parent for the last couple of years with two young kids. And my wife would say I can get pretty hangry at times, and also I'm pretty grumpy when I'm tired. And both those things seem to happen when you have young kids and you're lacking sleep and you're just wanting some good food, and the food's being flown around the table and spaghetti on the wall again and having to clean up, and patience can wear thin and just getting frustrated at times, right? And I think what is a beautiful thing is how the Holy Spirit quickens us to ask for grace soon. He doesn't want us to stay in that place. And I think that's a beautiful thing to consider, that grace requires us to receive grace for ourselves and to be humble and to receive it and to extend it. But by the word itself, it's a gift from God that He actually helps us both in the process, in the giving of it, and the extending of it. It all comes from Him.
Right. So is there a scripture that comes to mind for you in terms of that speaks about grace that we might apply to the whole idea of Christian parenting?
Well, there's a few. But I think one that might be a cool picture for us to look at today is going back to the Proverbs. And last week we looked at wisdom, right?
Which right, people, from the Proverbs.
People yeah. naturally think, oh, Proverbs speaks about wisdom. And mm-hmm. if we build on from last week, I guess the one thing we could say is that wisdom would tell us that we need God's grace.
Yeah, good link.
So good easy link right there. And that we can't be a parent without God's grace. But this is a scripture I really like. And it's from Proverbs. Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Everything you do flows from it.
That's an interesting verse that you would choose that linked to the subject of grace. But even as I say that, my mind is starting to turn and I'm thinking, wow, that's a great text, because linking the heart to the matter or the issue of grace is huge. Because if my heart's not right with God, I can't receive grace from Him. Mm. If my heart's not right with Him, I can't be in right relationship with my children.
Mm-hmm.
So the heart seems to be a really important part of this whole business of grace.
Yeah, the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart.
I like that.
And the matter of the heart is, where have you been? Where are you now? And how can you go forward if your heart's not in the right place? And so grace also covers our past. It renews us in the present and it launches us into the future. And grace changes our trajectory. Grace gives us a new start. Actually, maybe just to share a personal story, one of the things that my wife and I practice building a Christian home with grace
mm-hmm.
is we do what's called a reset, where if we've just been speaking unkindly to each other, we've had a bit of a harder discussion and we haven't approached it in the right way, we'll say, hey, can I, we have a reset? And I will literally, in our small little condo, I will, or vice versa, it has happened both ways, but it's usually me, I will go out our sliding door onto our patio,
mm-hmm.
I'll stop for a second. First, I'll ask it, God, forgive me and help me not to go in and to be gracious to my wife. I'll open the sliding door and I'll say, hey, how are you? And she receives me like a whole new person and we have a do-over of a conversation. And it's a little fun thing that we do. We just literally go out of the space, come back into the space and redo the whole conversation. But I think that's one practical way of how we are trying to build a Christian home with grace. And our kids have seen us do this and they think it's a funny little skit that we do, because they've seen the one version and then they see me leave and then come back into a different version. But in reality, that actually is what grace does. Grace gives us a brand new start if we truly understand what Christ has done for us. And so let's talk about that. How does the grace given to us by God change everything?
Just before I jump in on that, I do love the fact that you've linked this whole discussion with our relationship with our spouse and the importance of extending grace to one another in a marriage relationship. And I've never heard that from you before.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm busy thinking, wow, Mum and I could learn from that, because we don't always have a reset. Don't always make room for the grace that needs to be there, right? So that's very wise. I like that.
Do you know who said it? And maybe we'll have to quote it afterwards in our description of this episode. But someone once said, the best thing you can do for your kids is love their mom.
Right, right.
And loving their mom in grace as well.
Right. Well, it requires grace as an aspect of love, isn't it?
But yeah, so all this, though, we're recognizing, though, it comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are listening and hearing about this idea of grace without knowing where this is rooted, and they're going to be lost. And so can you, for the joy of what's a great reminder for all of us, what is the grace of God? How does it change everything?
Wow, such a big question, and we don't have that much time. Just a few little pointers on it that come to mind. First of all, I want to recognize that grace is something that we receive as part of coming into a relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It includes, amongst many things, the forgiveness of our sins. It includes being made in right standing with a holy God, with God the Father. it includes the ongoing forgiveness that we receive as we mess up, and the restoration that comes with that. It includes Christ abiding in us, the Holy Spirit empowering us. It includes direction and guidance in terms of the day-to-day bits that we do in our families, and so much more.
Yeah.
What would you add?
And we recognize that without Him, we would not have the power. Without His sacrifice, we would not have the power or the ability to build a Christian home. And it's the simple truth of the gospel that changes everything, and allows us to be parents that honor God.
Right.
And so we've talked about a few things, but just as a recap, today in building a Christian home, speaking about grace, the first thing we recognize is that as parents, we're not perfect. As parents, we need to tap in and be a conduit of grace that comes from God. And we've looked at the scripture, maybe afterwards we'll talk a bit more about how when grace really takes root in our own life and in our life of our relationship with our spouse, then it will flow to our children and it'll flow to our family at large. And so that's why I think this Proverbs, it's saying about once we guard our heart, if we're able to make our heart right, everything else will flow from it. But if our heart is not right and it hasn't received grace, what our children will receive is works. They'll try to receive maybe us trying to be doing things in our own strength as parents. They will receive unrealistic expectations. Our children will receive all the wrong messages of that we don't want to actually show. We want to show that at the core, parenting starts and is continued and ends with the grace of God.
And another way of saying that is in our absolute complete reliance on Him.
That's right. Thanks so much for listening to the Dad and Lad podcast, brought to you by the Ministry of Scripture Union. Our resources are found on ChristianBooksCanada.ca, and there you'll find family, children, and parenting resources that will help you build a Christian home. All right, back to the episode.
So as we continue, I'm busy thinking about how we can't change our children. Only God can. And to point them to Jesus, we need to watch what we think and say. We need to be sensitive that we're not shaming and blaming our children. That we're more inclined to rescue and restore them. That we don't pick on their failures. That we forgive and encourage, because that's what grace is about. That we don't motivate with threats. That we show mercy and thoughtfulness and gentleness. But even as I say all of that, I'm guessing that a whole lot of people listening were thinking, well, that sounds good and right, but you don't know how my children are driving me nuts. And how I'm getting more and more upset with them, and I do need to discipline them. And how does discipline and grace go together? Well, exactly. So let me ask the question of you, Johnny. How do you think those two fit?
It's a great question, because grace doesn't mean we become a walking doormat, so to speak, that we are taken advantage of.
Right.
Grace isn't permissive, but I think of when Jesus encountered people, right? And he would extend grace. And the things that he would say afterwards, though, after that, whether it was a healing or a word of encouragement, and often it was actually a healing, he would then say, go and leave your life of sin, or sin no more. Zacchaeus, right? The woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery. Often, go and leave your life of sin. And so,
So grace extends forgiveness, but also says you have to change the direction that you're going.
Exactly.
It calls to accountability. It it listens and corrects.
It does. And true grace, when it's comes from a heart that is right, when it's flowing from a heart that actually you've already been grounded and mm-hmm. shaped by the grace of God yourself, which we need to recognize that comes from being in the Word, meeting with Jesus and mm-hmm. in prayer
mm-hmm.
and keeping short accounts with Him. That's not just a short insert, that's a big insert there.
Right.
But when we are showing grace right, then it should be disarming. And it's not something that we need to force, because true grace actually disarms someone that they, when, because grace is a miracle and transformation that comes from God, right?
Right.
And so if we think that we need to do something extra, we're taking on a job that actually we need to trust the Holy Spirit to do.
Amen.
Because, mm-hmm. and my wife is a perfect example. When I receive grace from my wife, it disarms me in such a way that everything I feel motivated is to change my behavior, to right. be more patient, to be more kind.
Right.
And it doesn't make me think, great, I'm just getting able to, because I, when we truly see how grace is extended, right? And so how do we show our children that? Well, we need to practice it, but we also, it's okay to go into deep dives with our children about, I'm extending grace, but we need to look still at the consequences of your actions.
Right.
First, you've hit your brother. Okay, whatever, let's say make this okay. metaphorical. So you've made a physical hurt. And through that there's emotional hurt. And maybe there's going to be like trust hurt. And we can, and it's not, this is not blaming, this is just sharing a situation. The consequence of what you've done now has dealt with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, now as parents, we are deeply saddened. But also God is deeply saddened with your actions. And what is the consequence of our sin?
Just to jump in there, I think that's really important that we teach our children along the way
yeah.
that the greatest disappointment when we are not in step with one another relationally...
God's hurt.
Is that God is hurt.
And
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be able to show that and outline that, yeah, if we're not obeying mom and dad, if we're not being kind to one another, this is actually... going against what God wants. And this is where, how do we practice this? We need to both show the consequences of our sin,
mm-hmm.
but then we need to over and over and over again, show the gospel, preach the gospel, and live the gospel within our homes of showing how Jesus make that connection so, so clear and make those points come closer and closer together in your child's mind and heart. So they recognize,
I like that.
I've done wrong, where I have made all these things, yeah, Jesus has paid
which is
the price.
Why it's so important for us to tell the story of Jesus in the home, so mm-hmm. that He's the ultimate example.
And He's the ultimate hero. It's even not us, but we extend it.
Absolutely. And our children can learn from His example what it is to extend grace. Let's change up the subject a little bit, and I want us to think about this maybe as a final piece in this broadcast. But what about the flow of grace? Because sometimes it's not always flowing. I wonder if there's an analogy or something that we might have for folk there.
Anything with flow, we can think of like a conduit of like, you can imagine like a hose attached to your tap,
the tap,
your faucet.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I would squeeze the hose and with both my hands and stop the flow, and then when the other person on the other end would look into it, you'd release it, and you would undo that kink in the hose, and the water would spout into their face as a good practical joke.
Right.
And so we know that flow can be stopped with this one simple kink
mm-hmm.
in a line. And how true is also the fact that within our heart, because it says guard your heart, because above all else, this is where things flow from mm-hmm. your life. And so mm-hmm. what becomes kinks in our hearts is unrepentance, both between our relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
unforgiveness between our spouse, or not actually being gracious and kind to our children. Those become kinks in our heart. So in the same way, when you put a kink in a hose and things don't flow
mm-hmm.
and good things can't happen when you, the same way is true with our heart. And so, yeah, how do we tap into that? Well, if it's not clear, tapping into the source is by starting a relationship with Jesus, being shaped in his word.
Or if we jump back into the Old Testament, I like 1 Kings 3 and 12 that reminds us that we need to ask God for a wise and understanding heart, linking back to the subject of wisdom that we had in the previous episode. I think maybe it's time for us to close off. We've said a lot here. And as we do, I just want to recognize that parenting with grace isn't a style or a technique.
No.
I think we've been trying to express how this is something that's tied to relationship, tied to our heart being in the right place. It's recognizing that it's freedom from trying to live up to impossible standards. We can't live to impossible standards. It's freedom from condemnation.
It's like at the foundation of recognizing that parenting doesn't necessarily mean you have to have all the best strategies and things set up for your kids. It's a way of life. And the way of life should be a way of grace.
Right.
And that's what should flow from your heart.
Receiving and giving.
Receiving, giving. And the way I think that we need to close it off is the prayer that we need to do as parents often is, search me, O Lord. See if there's any anxious way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. Or see if there's any sin within me. See if there's anything that I've done or said today to my kids, to my spouse, that was not of you. And lead me in the way of everlasting. Set me back on the right course. And I think that's a prayer that we could pray as parents every single day. And we would start recognizing those kinks in the hose would get more and more worked out. And we'd see the flow of grace truly bringing life and blessing into our homes. And so,
Well, let's think of that as the closing prayer. And I'll say a hearty amen. And as I do, I just want to say that God not only expects us to parent with grace, and I think this is the part that I want to really emphasize as we close, but he is in us to help us do it. That's amen.
Right. Amen. Thanks for joining us this episode. We can't wait to continue this conversation of building a Christian home. We've looked at wisdom. We've looked at grace. What are we going to look at next? Well, just like us, you'll have to wait and see. Thanks so much.
Bye now.